This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Alrighty, good Monday afternoon. It is afternoon because it's like 39 seconds past noon. So now it's afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dan Muir in for the vacationing Scott Whatley. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. If you don't know who I am the co-host of Rush to Reason. And be sure to join me, John Rush, and for one day only, Cassie George, today at 3 o'clock on KLZ 560 for Rush to Reason. Got a special guest for you all this half hour, and that is Wally Godby. He's the owner of Thunderstorm Roofing, and Wally's a great sponsor here on KLZ 560. He's on Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. And Wally, welcome to Haystack Help Radio.
Thank you.
So it's great to have you. So, Wally, you've been in roofing for quite a while. Tell us a little bit how you got into roofing, how long you've been involved in roofing.
I got out of the military in 1988.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Moved back to Denver and had a job with the post office. And in order to have my wife be a stay-at-home mom, I was looking for part-time work. I got asked by a gentleman I went to church with to help him with a roof one day in 1991. And that's how it all started.
Okay, now I got to stop right there just for a second. So now, if somebody would have asked me, hey, Dan, why don't you come help me with this roof? And I would have looked at it, and it would have been like this peak, you know, this thing where I'm scared of heights. Did you have any issues like that, or did you just get right up on there and start going to town?
Yeah, no issues with that.
Really?
So, and I basically was just helping him to tear off and remove and replace the roof, but that's how I got started in roofing.
Yeah, see, I would have been the one removed from the roof. I would have, like, fallen off and died.
Well, I've been there, done that.
Have you really?
I've been
died. Have you fallen off?
Yeah, I've broken bones twice.
Oh, no. Cal, to tell you the truth, I got up on a roof one time just to put on Christmas lights and froze. I mean, and it's funny because I fly airplanes. I got no problem flying airplanes or anything like that, but you put me on top of a roof, you got to be kind of like a special guy to go up there and just kind of walk around and do what you guys do, don't you?
Well, it's kind of funny how many times that I'll have a wife that will go up the ladder to look at the roof with me, but her husband won't go anywhere near it.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I had one time in Highlands Ranch, I had to do what's called a double pull, which means that you're setting up a ladder to get up onto a lower roof, and then you set up another ladder on the next roof to get to the upper roof. And I got up okay. But in the process of trying to come back down, the ladder started to slide a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I sat there for about 20 minutes. I was about ready to call the fire department to come hold the ladder so I could get back down when the homeowner came home, and he came up and held the ladder so I could get down. That's the only time I've ever had that happen. But
is that kind of like the roofer's walk of shame if they have to call the fire department to get down?
I guess it would be. I've never actually had to do it, but I came close, very close
very
that
close.
Day. But now there's a guy here in Denver, actually, that works in the insurance industry that made a tool that hooks into your gutter, and it's extendable, and it hooks on the bottom rung of your ladder to keep it from sliding when you're doing a double pull. It's a safety thing. I need to get me one. I don't do double pulls very much anymore because I have longer ladders available to me now. But it's a really neat tool that this guy designed just for that reason.
See, I'd want to like one of those utility line bucket things. Just kind of put me up there, either that or helicopter. Just set me down. I don't like ladders. So, and I don't like roofs. So, okay, so you've been at this for about 29 years now.
Yes.
And so that's a long time. And approximately how many roofs do you think you've done over those 29 years? Thousands, probably.
I don't know. Yeah.
Lots.
So when I started out, it was me and my family. I did all my own roofing. I did that up through 07. And then I was a full-time estimator for a large company here in town for about 4 years. And then I kept my foot in roofing, but I did property management for about 4 years and then went back into roofing. So
okay. And so why did you decide to get back into roofing full-time?
I needed a job.
That'll do it. That'll do it every time.
So
that's kind of like why I drive for Lyft and Uber. Got to have something to pay the bills, right?
I actually, when I left the property management, went back to the company that I had been estimating for. But I only did that for about 8 months and decided to reopen my business. And God has blessed greatly. I haven't looked back. This has actually been the best part of my career since 2015.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, there's nothing quite like running your own ship, doing your own thing, being an entrepreneur and having your own business. And it's very rewarding. It's a lot of hard work. I suppose you put in a lot of hours.
Do. Yes. I am a very hands-on guy, even though I have crew that does the roofing for me, as is almost every other roofing company out there. But I try to always be there in the morning when we're starting. I'm always there in the afternoon when it's ending. And this time of year, you know, if it's light till 8:30 and you're trying to get a roof done, you might still be at the job site. You're there at 7 in the morning and you might still be there at 8:30, and you might be in Lafayette at 8:30, and then you got to drive back to Highlands Ranch. Because I live in Southwest Centennial.
Okay.
And so, you know, a lot of long hours, particularly this time of year, because I just am really a hands-on guy, making sure that at the end of the day, the job is cleaned up. If we're finishing, I'm taking any leftover materials, cleaning all that up, taking that, because that's not the responsibility of my crew. Making sure everything is good with the homeowner, cleanup is good, that they're pleased with it. I don't take any money up front when we start a job. When we're done with the job, then we, you know, depending on whether it's insurance or if it's what we call a cash bid, which means that there's no insurance involved, then we're going to settle up. But if we're doing gutters, that's another crew that comes in after the roof is done, and we don't do anything in regards to payment until after everything is complete.
Okay, so that brings me on, but in preparing for today, I started looking at my roof. And I know nothing about a roof. And I think most homeowners are like that. They just, you know, it's just this, every house has one. You really don't think about it until something bad happens. Like you go out in the front yard and there's a bunch of shingles laying there, or you notice a leak or something like that. So if you're noticing you're having problems with your roof, Wally, what's the process? What does it look like? What should your first steps be when you start having problems with your roof?
Call me.
Okay.
For an inspection. I don't charge for the inspection. I'm going to be looking for hail damage to start with. A lot of people think that insurance is a warranty on your roof, and it's not. You have to be able to tie the damage that's on your roof to a catastrophic loss on a specific day at a specific time, which is going to be a thunderstorm with hail. It could be a microburst that the winds blow off a lot of your shingles and cause damage. I'm getting ready to do a roof that is hail damaged now, but a few years ago, they had the roof replaced as a result of a microburst that occurred over their neighborhood, and it actually blew out two skylights on their house. The the wind force was that strong. They didn't have any hail damage, but they had a lot of wind damage. And but I wasn't involved in that. He was just telling me about it. But if we find hail damage, then I'm going to advise you how to proceed with the insurance company. If I don't find hail damage, it's just an old roof, then I'm going to give you what we call a cash bid, which is going to be a price for me to replace it that you'll be paying for out of pocket.
Okay, so you brought up something interesting. By the way, my guest is Wally Gabby, the owner of Thunderstorm Roofing, and you can find him online by going to thunderstormroofing.net, or you can give Wally a call at 720-541-0705. That's 0705. So, Wally, you brought up something interesting. You said warranty. So you say that people think that their homeowner's insurance is a warranty on their roof. Explain that.
Well, there are homeowners that will call me and they just say, I've got a leak in my roof and, you know, the insurance should take care of it. And that's not the case. They'll take care of the damage from the leak. But unless you can tie it back to a storm on a specific day, you know, like we all remember May the 8th, 2017.
Oh, yeah.
That took out the whole west side of town. That's what took out, I'm trying to remember the name of the mall out there.
Was it Mills?
Colorado Mills.
Colorado Mills, yeah.
And so any you know, if you were on the west side of town, in fact, that storm actually tracked basically right along I-70 and cut across, it ended up cutting all the way across Commerce City. It kind of angled to the northeast a little bit. But if you were in that storm, you could call your insurance and say, hey, we had hail this hailstorm on May the 8th. Every insurance company out there knew it.
Got it.
Because that damage was extremely extensive. It was probably one of the worst hailstorms that we have seen here.
Okay, so evidently one of the misconceptions that homeowners have is that their homeowner's insurance will cover a roof when it gets old.
Correct.
And that's not the case.
It is not the case.
Okay, so that would mean
And by the way, people that are out there that want to buy a home warranty when they're buying a house, save your money. If they throw it in as part of the deal, take it, but they're really not worth the paper they're written on, because they're always going to find a pre-existing condition with your stove or your dishwasher. They're going to find some reason not to pay out. Very, very rare is somebody going to actually get paid out on those things.
Okay, so going back to purchasing a house, and I just want to clarify this, because of the misconception that your homeowner's insurance is like a warranty. So if you're going out and you're going to buy a used home, is it important to have somebody like you or you to come out and inspect that roof before you make a purchase on it?
Yes. And in fact, John Rush's realtor, Elizabeth Nelson, called me this past week. She had a deal going in Thornton. The home inspection that they had on the house showed that the homeowner had done the roof himself. He's in the construction business. Okay. He hadn't permitted anything. He had actually cut up regular shingles to use as ridge cap. It had been a long time since I had seen that. Usually when I see that, it's because that they run a few feet short and they don't want to go buy another whole bundle of ridge cap, so they'll cut up some shingles and they'll use them that way. But he had done, it was pretty much a disaster. And I went and looked at it. They required her to get three bids, so she had two other roofers look at it also. In the end, the homeowner said, I'm not going to pay for it. And so her customer walked away from purchasing the house because that they were an informed customer. Now, I do recommend that if you are buying a house and you have your home inspector, a lot of home inspectors will go to the top of a ladder because they're like you, Dan. They don't want to get on a roof.
No.
And they'll look at it from the top of the ladder and say it looks good. That's not an adequate inspection, and a lot of times they don't know what they're looking for in the way of hail damage. They don't know what they're looking for in the way of age, problem areas where you get gutters that are not performing adequately and things and causing damage, all different kinds of things. So, you know, if you are thinking about buying a home, I don't charge you to go out and look at it. If I end up writing a report for you, I'll charge you for the report. But if it's just something that I can look at and tell you there's no damage here, the roof is good to go. Now, I do a certification if you want it certified. And in a lot of cases, if you're selling a home and you want to head off any problems with your roof, you can spend $400 ahead of time, get a roof certification, and you provide that with the information packet that is laying on your counter when people are coming in to look at your house and says, here's a copy of the roof certification. And that way they're not going to come back and ask you to replace the roof because you've already got it certified for $400.
And that's huge.
So it's not a warranty. And a lot of people think that that ends up being a five-year certification is a five-year warranty. That's not the case. It's the certification form that I actually have, it says that this is a best guess based on my years of experience as to how long that this roof is going to last without any problems. No implied or express warranty, and any future acts of God, you know, i.e. in hailstorm or microburst, something that's going to cause damage to that roof, is not covered under that five-year certification. That becomes an insurance issue then.
Well, so you know, Wally, that makes sense, and that should give you peace of mind over not having anything done at all, except for both buyer and seller.
Well, a lot of times, a homeowner that's selling a house will get asked by a buyer to certify the house, and I'll go and I'll look at it, and the roof is too far gone as far as age, or there's hail, and I can't certify it. I'm pretty conservative on my certifications as to what I will or won't certify, because for a $400 fee, I don't want to get pulled into a lawsuit because they're claiming that the roof is bad after they've bought it, or they have a leak that develops 3 years down the road, and you know they say, but you certified it. Well, but my certification is not a warranty. Something has happened in that time period.
A lot can happen in a week, let alone 3, 4, 5 years.
Absolutely. And so that's why if you want to head that off at the pass, get a certification ahead of time, and then it doesn't become an issue. Now, recently I've had two houses that both had, one of them was a Rush to Reason Drive radio listener that called me. He put his house on the market on a Tuesday, got a full price offer, signed contract on Wednesday with a closing 2 weeks from Friday. So he had 2 weeks and 2 days. And when they did the inspection the following Tuesday morning, they said, because this is in Thornton, the entire city of Thornton got hailed out. He didn't know it. And they said, you've got hail damage. I went and looked at it on Wednesday morning, confirmed the hail damage. We filed the claim with his insurance company on Thursday morning. I've never had this happen before, but while I was still there, the adjuster that it got assigned to called him to make the appointment. So we made the appointment for the next day, got the claim approved. We started we tore it all off on Saturday. Shingles got there delivered first thing on Monday, and we had it roofed on Monday by Monday afternoon and inspected on Wednesday. They closed on Friday.
That is amazing.
Well, the issue that we had was the city of Thornton was running 10 days just to issue a permit, and they did not care about the circumstance, the short closing or anything. And I spent a lot of time on the phone before I was able to get the permit. I actually got it on Friday afternoon, but
see, that is amazing, and that is why you want Wally Gabby with Thunderstorm Roofing to look at your roof or to be the guy to replace your roof. And you can get a hold of Wally by going to thunderstormroofing.net, or you can give Wally a call at 720-541-0705. Right after the break, Wally, let's talk about a little bit about insurance and some of the things you've been able to do for people with that. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. I'm Dan Mueller in for Scott Watley. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Flesh and Beck know the dangers of riding a motorcycle because they ride too. And they have helped hundreds of motorcycle accident victims just like you. You were injured while riding your motorcycle. You thought your insurance would cover it. After all, you do have special motorcycle insurance. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills you can't afford, and none of it was your fault. You are not alone. Call Flesh and Beck today. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886 to find out if they can help you.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Muir in for the vacationing Scott Whatley, and with me is Wally Gabby. He's the owner of Thunderstorm Roofing, and we're talking about, you know, what to look for, you know, in a roofing contractor and things that might happen to your roof, and if you're buying or selling a house, some of the things that Wally can help you out with. And Wally, one of the things that that you're kind of famous for on our shows is dealing with the insurance companies, and you've got some great stories involved in that. And one of the stories that we were talking about before the show was one with Jenica, who works for Colorado Car Works. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I happened to be in Colorado Car Works last March. He was painting a trailer that I pulled behind my motorcycle. And I overheard Jenica on the phone talking with her insurance company, and she had had her roof replaced. So she got to talking to me afterwards because of issues that she was having. And I went and looked at it, and in the process of crawling into the attic, the roof looked nice from the outside, but what they had left, the condition of the decking that you nail the roof to, they had left broken boards that it should have been resheeted based on the shingle that they used. The manufacturer specifications said it should have been resheeted, but this was a company that didn't want to take any time to do any supplements and get what was needed to do the job properly. They just wanted to do it for what was approved, in and out, quick and dirty, and that was it. And so we did a lot of documenting. They had also contracted with her to fix some vinyl siding, but she had asbestos siding underneath. They had taken off a piece of vinyl siding to send it into the lab to see if it was still available. They had done the roof actually the fall before. It was September, September of 17, and this was early 18 that I was talking with her. In the process of helping her, they actually sent her a final bill and said, "You still owe us this much money," even though she still had a piece of siding that was missing out of the front of her house that they had never come back to fix. So Jenica ended up taking the filing. They sent a demand letter first. They didn't respond to get her money back so that we could redo the roof. In the process of all that, we dealt with her insurance company. We got approval to replace all the siding, asbestos abatement, redeck the roof if we got her money back so that we could do it properly. She'd filed small claims then, was supposed to go in February. The company hired an attorney. They rescheduled it for April, and about a week before they were supposed to go, they ended up settling with her for the full amount that she was asking back, which was what she had paid them, and her court costs. And I helped walk her through all that process because I used to, the company that I used to do full-time estimating for, I did small claims stuff for them to help collect on customers that didn't want to pay. So I helped her walk through that process, and she ended up getting all of her money back. So we'll be redoing her roof sometime this spring.
Fantastic. You know, Wally, you're kind of like the roof insurance slash counselor.
I don't know about that, but the issue is that almost every time, so insurance adjusters, when they come out, they have basic parameters that they have to adhere to that they can write for. There's always additional things that have to be dealt with, like detaching and resetting gutters, ice and water shield that may, because they almost never lift the shingles to look to see what underlayment is under there. They just automatically pay for a 15-pound felt regardless of what's there. So there'll be stuff to get there. There's no access fees because there's no driveway where you can back a truck or trailer up to the house. You have to drop everything on the lawn, carry it out to the street. That's extra stuff that, you know, I have to pay my crew for, so the insurance company needs to pay me for that. And so that's where a supplement comes in. And a lot of a lot of roofers don't want to deal with that. They just want to get in and out as quick and dirty as possible. And I know we're running close on time, but one quick thing that I did here. I had a customer I dealt with last year. I was doing neighbor's houses, and he came and talked to me. He had a roofing company that basically wanted to do it. The insurance company, which was USA, had paid him about $2,300 to replace 5 squares of his roof, and they said that was all the damage that he had. They didn't want to help him through the process. So I started the process with USAA. We actually didn't do his roof until February of this year. It took that long to settle it, but his claim went from $2,300 to $25,000. It was a 1,010% increase, and we got his roof replaced, all of his gutters replaced. We got 3 sides of the house painted, the deck redone, new garage door, because everything was damaged, and we were able to prove it to the insurance company.
And this is exactly why you want to hire Wally. And like I said, I'm going to stand by it. He is the roofing counselor. He'll help you through the insurance companies, because a lot of us don't have any idea what you're talking about. We wouldn't know that you need to go through all this. Wally, Thunderstorm Roofing, thunderstormroofing.net, 720-541-0705. Wally, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
All righty. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And welcome to Your Health Matters. I am in for Scott Whiteley. I'm Dan Mueller. And if you don't know me, I'm the co-host of Rush to Reason. You can hear me along with John Rush every weekday from 3 to 7 right here on KLZ 560. But it's a pleasure once again to be on with Dr. Stedman. Doctor, how you doing?
I'm good, Dan. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, it's tough. It's tougher the older you get. The aches and pains start to show up. I just don't get it. I don't see as well. I don't hear as well. Of course, my wife says I haven't been able to hear anything for 25 years. So, I mean, is that something you can help us out with, Doc?
We do have counselors in the office, so that might be really beneficial.
It could be. And so, Doc, so tell the audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your practice, Integrated Health Systems.
You know, we are a very integrated practice. You know, as I mentioned, we have counselors. We also have a nutritionist, other docs. We have brain-based rehab specialists in the office. We have myself. And it's a very integrated approach trying to figure out people's complicated issues. I mean, there's a lot of people that are going around seeing multiple doctors and going to multiple places. And so we're one of those clinics that, you know, if you don't know what's going on with your health and you're tired of kind of getting the runaround and you're just at a loss. We actually pour time into everybody's case, and we try to figure out what the heck is going on. And we play that game of Sherlock Holmes and, you know, try to find the clues and, you know, map them all out together and then come back to the person and say, okay, I think we got this figured out. Here's where we're going to go. This is what we're going to do. And ready, set, go. You know, so that's the kind of clinic that we have, is just that kind of specialty, trying to help these people who are just suffering.
You know, a lot of times, Dr. Stedman, you'll hear on radio commercials or TV ads, or even, you know, flipping through a magazine if there's still one around, that it seems like it's a one size fit all thing. You know, so if you're feeling this way, it's got to be this, and so you got to buy our product or do our thing, and it's really not like that, is it? Everybody's pretty different.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think even a funny story based on that. I lecture, you know, across the country, and I was in Salt Lake lecturing this last weekend. And what I kind of learned in Salt Lake is there's a lot of that. There's a lot of the one size fits all. A lot of multi-level marketing companies apparently have started out of Salt Lake. So a lot of people who were learning, I was teaching them about functional medicine. And I think on Saturday, I made the joke and I said, I think I just ruined, you know, all your guys' reality. You never practice this way any longer. You know, it's like once you teach somebody that, you know, there's so many different ways to look at one, you know, problem, and there's so many different causes to one problem. Once you understand that concept, you can no longer do the one size fits all. So all these people that say, I got the magic bullet, or here's what's going to help all my patients. Yeah. If it worked that great, if it's that simple, man, practice would be great. You know, it wouldn't be hard at all. I just give away the same product and everybody get better.
It would really, really be easy. I would think too, Doc, that some of the tougher things to diagnose or to work on might be mental issues. Do you have any experience working with people with mental issues?
We have a lot. So with the neurology training that I have and the counselors that I have in the office, this is something that we actually get a lot of these kind of cases. So we see things from anxiety to depression. I've seen schizophrenia, bipolar. We've seen a lot of eating disorders. We're actually doing a lot right now in that community. So we've been working a lot with other counselors and nutritionists and working on some of the eating disorders. So we see a lot of that because I think in the mental health world, it's definitely bigger than what people know. And I think, you know, medications can be very beneficial, but sometimes there are other causes to their mental health struggles. And so we try to identify the different causes to that. And some people need meds. Some people need changes. Some people need counseling. Some people need neurology work. So kind of goes back to the same concept, just trying to figure out what's wrong with them and get them better.
And right now you're listening to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Steadman. And Doc, have you seen over your years of practice that the anxiety stuff seems to be on the increase? I'm just speculating with all the stresses and all the new technologies and everybody's always on. You know, there seems to be no downtime. Are you noticing, you know, anxiety and maybe even depression becoming more and more common?
Yes, actually. That's something we talk about in the office. It seems like there is more and more anxiety, you know, when it comes to some of the neurological rehab strategies that we use. We use a lot of things trying to calm down anxiety in people and trying to get that part of the brain to not be so fired up and be on, like you said, all the time. And I do feel that. I do feel sometimes our society and I think our, you know, emails and phones and, you know, how fast can we get here? And we got scheduled back to back and kids and soccer and school and, you know, all these different things. I mean, it does. It can create such an anxiety, like fight or flight, always on, that we do work a lot with that. And we tend to give a lot of supplements that tend to be around anxiety and trying to support people with that. And our counselors, they tend to deal a lot with this. I would agree with you. I think that's something that we've seen that's on the rise.
Well, one of my greatest causes of anxiety is that guy doing 10 under in the left lane on E-470 or I-25. That guy, he causes great anxiety for me.
Yes, I agree. And that probably that person that's going that fast also has a lot of anxiety as well. So, yeah, it seems like you kind of see one person's anxiety feeds into another person's anxiety, and then we all kind of feed off each other, and we're just a hot mess.
So then I was thinking, you know, maybe rocket launchers in the front of the car would help.
Oh, you know, I have those moments. You know, I used to play Mario Kart a lot when I was in college. And, yeah, I have those visual moments of just playing Mario Kart and throwing out turtles and knocking people off the road.
So, but, you know, there is. Our world is very, very stressful. And let's say you're suffering from, you know, something like that where life is just, you know, Kyle, you know, I'm tense all the time. I just some days I don't feel motivated. What does that process look like if somebody were to come to you with these kinds of feelings, or, you know, they're finally at the point where they actually call you? Because that's a big step too.
Absolutely. You know, we actually have a brand new patient we started with last week that has that, and in kind of where we sat down with this person, and it was a male. Is, you know, with males, one of the things I said, hey, let's look at your hormones. Because you can have some motivation issues that's actually related to hormones. All our evaluations, our counselors evaluate everybody too. So we it's a very big team approach on our exams. And so the counselors kind of identified some like past traumas, you know, that have really kind of been creeping in, and some current stressors and some family stressors. And then we're also looking at some of the, like, the lab work. And because there's certain things that we can either eat or not eat or do that actually can impact that as well. And then I looked at the neurology piece. So I looked at the frontal lobe, and the frontal lobe deals a lot with that motivation and multitasking. And so that was kind of like with that guy, we kind of did that whole tier approach. And we actually were talking about him this morning as a group, because we meet every Monday morning and we go over all the patients. And so we were talking about him, and, you know, and I said, you know, I really didn't see much on the frontal lobe side, which is pretty great. You know, I said, I saw a lot of anxiety, and the counselor said, yeah, there's a lot of different things that we kind of picked up in the history that we can work on. And my nutritionist chimed in and said, here's some of the things that I found. You know, so we kind of were doing a team approach, and we kind of started putting together his treatment plan that we're going to go over with them. You know, so it's really kind of this multifaceted, like with this guy, we're going to look at hormones. I'm going to work on some of the anxiety aspects of his brain. The counselors are going to work on some of the past traumas, and we're going to kind of pull this together and get it so this guy is like motivated, and, you know, his depression can go away. And he's, you know, working well with others kind of thing, you know, so.
Yeah. Dr. Steadman, do you find that guys, when it comes to, you know, discussing issues like hormones and those types of things, and even mental health issues altogether, are guys more difficult than ladies in trying to work through this?
Yeah, traditionally, I think there's a societal piece where we're taught to be stoic. you know, and even I find this with myself, you know, it's like I want to be stoic and I want to be a rock and, you know, I want to be solid and for my family and for my staff and for my patients and my coworkers. And, you know, so, you know, I think we as guys tend to be that way. Women are great communicators. You know, guys are not such great communicators. And so when women come in here, you know, they definitely can be, they tend to be more vulnerable, which is great. And they're better communicators. So they'll let me know what's going on. Guys, sometimes you have to drag it out of them a little bit. But usually what's more comical is I'll ask guys, you know, why are you here? And they always say, I don't know, ask her.
That would be me. That's exactly the answer I would give. Because first of all, as a guy, you don't want to admit there's anything wrong. You know, there can't be anything wrong with me mentally, and I've got it all under control. And so but when you finally get to that spot where you're in front of the doctor, it's kind of like, you know, I don't want to admit it either. And so then, you know, you say, well, ask her what's wrong. And and then, so do you find it difficult to get past that? Do you find that difficult to get past that step so then you can finally start, you know, implementing and finding out what's going on and then maybe implementing a treatment plan?
You know, I've noticed that once guys open up, they're pretty open. You know, it's that kind of first layer, that the thin stoic kind of mechanism, you know, and then sometimes, you know, like the wives will say, well, you know, he's really depressed. He's angry all the time. You know, he's gaining weight. He's super fatigued. You know, his memory's not working. You know, sometimes like they look at him like, are you really? Don't tell the doctor that, you know, but then once you kind of like break into that, you know, break that shell, you know, and I'm like, hey, I mean, I get it. I'm a guy too. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I know sometimes we're stoic and they, all of a sudden you kind of see like that melting away and they're like, okay, well, I also have this and I have this and I have this and I have this. And I'm like, great, let's just pull it on the table or put it all on the table so that we can deal with it. Because a lot of times all these issues come down to like one, two or three causes. And if we can identify those causes, then we can get rid of these laundry lists of symptoms, you know? And I think once guys have that, it's kind of like, okay, all right, well, somebody's taking care of me, you know? And so it's right at the beginning is tough, but it gets actually pretty easy after that.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And so do you find that when dealing with these things, is it a combination of stuff? Is there just the stress of the day, or can it also be, you know, habits like alcohol? Or can it be the foods they're eating? What other things can contribute to that?
You know, I think with guys and men, the biggest thing that we see with men is that it's usually stress is a big one. I think, you know, men tend to, you know, take on the world. So I think there's a lot of stress. I think the second thing is diet. When you see guys that have a lot of, you know, dietary issues, it actually creates more stress and blood sugar. Blood sugar is really a detrimental thing for us. It starts messing with our hormones and things like that. So I think when you kind of look at stress and diet, those are probably like some of the two biggest causes of a lot of these, you know, low testosterone symptoms and motivation issues and, you know, all these commercials that you hear around the TV. That's a lot of times those are like your two biggest culprits. And if you clean those two things up or learn how to deal with them, man, guys can respond really fast. It's kind of cool to see.
Okay, very good. So when we get back from the break, let's talk a little bit more about diet and some of the things that that you notice and what might be causing these elevated levels of sugar and whatnot, because it might be things that you're not even aware that are doing it. And so you're listening to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Stedman. Now, you can find him online by going to integratedhealthdenver.com. That's integratedhealthdenver.com, or you can give Dr. Stedman a call at 303-781-5617. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems. You can find him online by going to integratedhealthdenver.com, or you can give him a call at 303-781-5617. And, Doc, I was just looking at your website here real quick, and we have seen positive changes occur with the following conditions: ADHD, autistic spectrum disorders, hypothyroid and other thyroid conditions, migraine, headaches, Asperger's syndrome, dyslexia, and the list goes on. And there's just a lot of things that that you can help with your type of medicine, your type of practice, by changing some things and maybe introducing some things that are natural supplements or whatever it is that you might do. But one of the things I've really learned in talking to you in the past, because I've had the privilege of interviewing in the past, is really how detrimental sugar is in your diet and how it can really mess you up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were actually doing an exam this morning on a patient that has dizziness. So she's fallen several times and even twisted her ankle. So this morning her ankle is like black and blue. And so we were talking about her, you know, with her sugars, because in her case, and I'll give you some different examples, but in her case, I was like, you need to eat more. Like, she wasn't getting enough sugars in her diet, like enough carbs. But she was actually kind of, she gravitates toward candy. So she actually had some, we were kind of laughing and just joking around with her. But so because she's like craving sugar, craving stuff, then she kind of goes to those quick sugars. And those quick sugars can then be detrimental because you'll spike up and then you'll fall really fast instead of getting a nice complex sugar. So you have one case in which you're like, okay, you need to like eat more, but eat better types of carbohydrates, not these quick candy kind of sugars, because that can really, you know, contribute to her dizziness. You can have another patient like we're talking about with men and health issues, or we can even talk about female and health issues as well, is that, you know, if you have these crazy fluctuations in sugar, you can even eat healthy, but if you have crazy fluctuations in sugar because you're eating a ton of fruit and then you're skipping up, you know, skipping meals and eating fruit and skipping meals, in men, it really can do a number on your testosterone levels, and that can lead to depression and motivation. In women, it can lead to something called PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is becoming one of the number one causes of infertility in the United States. You know, so if you just take sugar fluctuation, in men, you can have low T, motivation, depression issues, and in women, it can lead to infertility. It tells you how crazy and how important having stable blood sugar is in your body.
And you can overdo it too. I mean, you can overdo it by like eating way too many sugary foods, right? I mean, you can really spike that thing up.
Oh yeah. I mean, then you can push yourself into that pre-diabetes or diabetics. And, you know, and if you do that for a long period of time, you know, there's a lot of people that call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. So it starts to tell you that if you keep these high sugar levels going in your body for a long period of time, you start impacting how your brain functions, and you can start leading to degeneration. It's not good. So we make sure, and that's why we have a nutritionist, so we got to keep their blood sugar stable. We got to keep their foods clean, you know, while we're trying to get them well.
You know, Doc, one thing I've never been told is that I need to eat more. Well, except for maybe vegetables, but otherwise I've never been told I need to eat more. I eat a lot. I like to eat. It's one of the things. But you know, one of the things too that I notice is that there's a lot of sugar in breads, and I think you call that carbohydrates, right? Because I notice that when I eat a lot of carbohydrates or breads, those types of things, that I get inflammation. I get really bloated, I think is the right word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really common thing to hear. And a lot of people do, you know, and it's kind of funny because people come in, my joints hurt, I'm bloated, I'm swelling, you know, I have brain fog, I can't focus, I struggle at work, my memory's not good, my boss is yelling at me, you know, and then you kind of find out that they wake up in the morning, they have, you know, carbs for breakfast, and then they go and eat a big old burger with, you know, with unhealthy carbs for lunch. You know, and you're like, well, yeah, I mean, if you're just loading on carbs the whole time, you're messing with your blood sugar, and then you're messing with your brain and creating inflammation, and you're going to get swollen and achy. And, you know, and those are sometimes the easiest cases. You know, they're on all these different medications, and you clean up their diet, and all of a sudden they're like, I don't have brain fog, and my joints don't hurt, and I lost 10, 20 pounds. This is great.
Yeah, I noticed
it could be sometimes really simple.
Yeah, I noticed for me, and a lot of this is from talking to you in the past, is that for me, once I got off of the breads, the pastas, you know, a lot of those carbohydrates, my inflammation went down. Joints that used to hurt don't hurt anymore. However, when let's say I go on a pizza eating binge like I did over the weekend, right? We had a birthday and, boy, the pizza was the best I'd had. And I don't eat pizza very much anymore. And the pizza was just absolutely fantastic. So I think I ate like a whole pizza. Boy, am I paying for it today. I ache every, and I know what, now I know what it is, and I know that in a week or so it'll be gone, but man, I just can't imagine doing that to myself every day anymore.
Yeah, and this is always a good place to be. Like, we love it when patients get to this point where, like, if you eat the pizza, you know the consequences, so now that's your own decision,
right?
You know, but it's amazing because it could be pizza or it could be, I mean, we had a patient once that was dairy, and then to come to find out, she literally had ice cream every single night before bed.
Ooh.
You know, and you're like, well, that could be awesome, but if you're reacting to dairy, you're just creating inflammation every night. So, of course, your joints hurt every day, and of course, your brain fog and bloated every day, you know. But she didn't really put that correlation together. She was just like, oh, I'm just having a little bit of ice cream every night. And it doesn't take much. You don't have to eat a whole pizza. Sometimes it can just be a slice. And
you're cleared up the next day.
Yeah,
and you can really tell. It's amazing. We don't realize how this stuff can affect us. You know, it seems so innocent just to have a little bit of ice cream because you know it's not going to pack on the pounds. You know, if I have just a real little cup of ice cream, it's not that I'm going to gain a bunch of weight, but it could be setting up all that inflammation in the system or in your system that makes it so, like you say, you can't sleep or you have brain fog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and look at, you know, migraines, too, people that suffer from migraines. You know, a lot of times we'll hear people say, well, it can't be dairy. You know, I'll pick on dairy. But they'll say, oh, it can't be dairy. I only have that a couple times a week. Well, I know I've had a ton of patients that will have dairy and have a three-day migraine. Well, yeah, if you had dairy twice a week, that's 6 days of a migraine out of seven.
Yeah,
that's almost
week.
Every day of the week. Yeah. You know, so some people go, well, that's not that big a deal. I just have a couple times a week. It surely can't be that. It probably can be.
So Doc, as you're going through the process, let's say somebody is discovering with you that they're having these kinds of issues. What do you do? Do you take these things out of the diet and then slowly introduce them back in? Or how does that work to identify what might be causing this?
Yeah, so we do a lot of a kind of elimination provocation diet is kind of the term. And we don't make people really restrictive because there's actually a lot of literature behind that. You don't want to create restrictive diets because that can also create some other issues too. So there's a fine balance, but you say, okay, here's all the inflammatory foods and here's the things that we shouldn't be eating. And you take those out and then you go, okay, what happens to you? You know, if 8 out of your 10 problems just went away by taking these foods out, we'll slowly then add them in one by one. And then you kind of find out that one that turns those symptoms back on. So if you just had like corn on the cob because it was a, you know, great summer afternoon, and then boom,
lots
here comes
butter.
Your migraine, joint pain, and bloating. Now you know it's corn. So,
yeah.
So and then everybody has different reactions. So I can tell you with me, if I have tomato sauce, it kind of makes me really bloated in my stomach the next day. If I have dairy, I kind of get phlegmy, and that only lasts about an hour. And then if I have any wheat, sometimes my ring won't come off. And my fingers kind of feel swollen.
Yep, that's you know, what happens to me. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. It's a little bit different for every food allergy can be a little bit different.
Yeah, no, this is really, really good stuff. I'll tell you what, if you're tired of living like this, if you're tired of having the pain, the migraines, the whatever it might be, the depression, the anxiety, give Dr. Stedman a call at Integrated Health Systems. Now, you can go online and find him at integratedhealthdenver.com, or you can give Dr. Stedman here a call at 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, thank you so much for joining me here today, and once again, just have a great week.
It's always good talking with you, Dan.
Thanks. All righty, gang. You've been listening to Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Stedman. I'm Dan Muir, in for Scott Whatley. We'll see you this afternoon at 3 o'clock on Rush to Reason.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.